Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Last week in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that death is separation from God. So, let's continue with that thought today.
Plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Physically, the spirit is separated from the body. Spiritually, we're separated from sin, the flesh, the world, to walk in righteousness, to walk with God. So that makes the question, from what or whom are we separated? Are we, as Christians even, separated from his fellowship, that is, a partnership with God? Now remember, we were created in God's image. We have a spirit that will live forever. The reason God would drive man out of the garden is so that he would not eat of the tree of life and be forever in a life which is forever condemned to that body that would now die, age, and everything else. And so, we find that he chased man out of the garden. But you see, forever separated is Satan's doom. Death is separation from God. In a lake of fire, the man in hell lives forever, but it's not life, for he's tormented in these flames. He feels the pain. He feels hunger. He feels thirst. And the very mental anguish, perhaps one of the greatest pains, is that he's without hope. There's no escape. There's no ceasing to exist. But in heaven, he has everlasting life. So you better get eternity set in your thinking and heart and mind, and where you're going to spend it and how you're going to spend it. Revelation 21:4 says, "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away." Isn't that a great promise that we have from God? The former things are passed away. Oh, all the bad things of this life, all the sin of this life, all those things that were true of this life is passed away. Death for Adam and Eve was the result of fulfilling the desires or the lust of the flesh. Although many today would say, "But it was only a bite of a fruit. What's the big deal?" Well, it meant their eternal separation from God forever in a lake of fire, unless they have a Savior. You see, this doom of death, into which we are all born, is allowed to all men because we are born with an inherited sin nature. But in Christ Jesus, death is swallowed up in victory. Death no longer has a sting because we have a living hope. And the grave no longer has its victory. And my friend, we shall rise. Now, I bring all of those things out, and I want you to know those things, because we do have a free will, and, you know, that spirit is forever. Our present bodies are non-eternal, but he's going to clothe us with a new body. The man in hell evidently has a body, because the rich man, when he was in hell, called to Father Abraham and said, let Lazarus dip his finger in water and come touch my tongue. I'm tormented in this flame. Now, he doesn't have the body that he occupied on earth, but he is given a physical body for eternity in hell. And that was 2,000 years ago, and 2,000 years later today, that rich man is still in hell. He's not in hell because he's rich. He's in hell because he rejected Jesus Christ. The Bible has rich men that were saved. Abraham, he was very rich, and he was saved. There are rich men that were saved. It's not your riches that condemns you or saves you. You can't buy salvation, but rather, salvation is in Christ, and it's in Christ alone. So again, when you look at those things and you consider those things, then you begin to realize that, hey, my salvation, what God did for me, wow, that's great. But you don't want to be saved so as by fire. You don't want to live a Christian life of non-eternal content. Matter of fact, I hate to use the word Christian a lot of times. I like to say, well, they're saved people, because Christian means Christ-like. And so I'd rather just say, well, there are a lot of unsaved people, but they seem to think they're Christians. They're saved, but no, they're saved so as by fire. And that's not Christ-like. That's not Christ-like at all. What a shame. The day in which you and I live. You see, there's a generation that's pure in their own eyes, and yet it's not washed from their own filthiness, from their sin. But if you talk to them, oh yeah, I'm fine. I'm good. Hey, everything's great. Well, it might be in their mind, but their mind's not the judge. It is God. They need to be able to see it from the Word of God. Now, the sting of death is sin. Now, he's saying, Pastor, you've looked in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, you've looked in chapter 6, you've looked in 1 Corinthians 15 and Colossians chapter 3. And you're looking at all these places, but we're supposed to be studying 1 John chapter 2 and verses 7 through 11. And how does that tie in? Because we're seeing the commandments. He talks about darkness and light that we're going to get into as we continue in the study. Hate your brother. You're in darkness. And you walk in darkness. Darkness has blinded your eyes. These commandments that make the difference of being saved so as by fire and hearing well done, good and faithful servant. Or as 1 John 2:28 points out so rightly, ashamed at his appearing or having confidence, having peace, ready to meet our Lord. So the sting of sin is death, but what does that mean? Well, we know from Romans chapter 6 and verse 23 that the wages of sin, what you and I have earned, what you and I have coming to us, the wages of sin is death. That is final, complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. We've all earned that distinction. We've all earned that eternity. But in Jesus, we are passed from death unto life. In John 5:24, it says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath. That's a very possessive word, isn't it? Hath means you possess. And so, I read again, verily, verily, or truly, truly, Jesus is saying, I say unto you, he that heareth my word, his word said, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath, possesses, everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation. That is, he will not go to hell, but he is passed from death unto life. My friend, my sin brought me to death. I was born to death. But with inheriting this sin nature, I can't blame Adam because I have sinned presumptuously. And we all have, by the way. It may be hard for you to admit that, but it's true. It's never easy. But we're passed from death into life. So again, sin brought me death, but I was born that way. But I thank God for these passages that is also provided in the Bible. 1 Timothy 2, verses 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. What a great blessing that is. He'd have all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That includes you. That includes me. 2 Peter 3:9, and he is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come. Now thank God, Jesus Christ, who became sin for us, knowing that the wages of sin is death, yet he knew no sin, died for us, shedding his precious blood in his human body on the cross, paying our penalty, having the wrath of God poured out on his human spirit, and then 3 days later raising from the dead. He shed his blood because life is in the blood. Now, instead of trying to earn our way to heaven, we read the entire verse of Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death. Final complete separation from God forever in the lake of fire. But the gift, the wages I've earned to go to hell, but the gift I did not earn. But it's a gift. The gift of God is eternal life, but I only get it one way. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. You ever had them call and say, you've won something, but you've got to come down here to get it? Well, the Lord's provided eternal life, but you have to come through Jesus Christ to get it. The strength of sin was the law. How so? Because the law identified what sin is. In Romans chapter 7, verses 7 through 9, it says, what shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. Nay, I had not known sin, but for the law. I had not known lust, except the law said, thou shalt not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, wrought in me all matter of concupiscence.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
It's true. We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening, and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet.